You are listening to the Ragas Live Festival here at WKCR 89.9 FM New York. We are thrilled that in our studio is Africa Meets India. Africa Meets India is Kevin Nathaniel on Mbira, Eric Fraser on Bansuri, Naren Budkar on Tabla, Salio Suso on Kora, Giancarlo Luigi on Hosho, and Indra Roy Chattery is joining on sitar as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to present to you Africa Meets India.
Thank you. Yarama, 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 Yarama. Thank you.
That was a live set here, ladies and gentlemen, from Africa Meets India. Africa Meets India is Eric Fraser on Bansuri, Kevin Nathaniel on Imbira. It also featured Mr. Naren Budkar on tabla. Joining us once again for this festival, Indro Roy Chattery. Sitar. And Salio Suso, the great Salio Suso on Kora. That is Africa Meets India, and I shall not forget Giancarlo Luigi on Hosho. Those gentlemen will make their way into the studio. Coming up next is the great Krishna Bhatt. After that, we will have none other than Ashish Khan. Stay tuned to Ragas Live Festival. Wow, so tell us a little about this band. How did it form, and what are the elements that make it so unique?
Thanks. Dave, thanks for having us here. It's such a pleasure to be here. The band formed organically about two years ago, so Eric and I started working on some songs, and I was playing some songs in Imbira music, and he was playing ragas that seemed to fit perfectly with the Imbira songs. And we started noticing that we could actually blend the two forms in some cases. So we started doing that and trying that with some other songs. And we said, well, let's keep expanding on this idea, and let's keep bringing these two musical forms together. And we were working together with a previous group called Kaleidophonic also. And we were doing some of that work with them, too. But then we started this own project of just focusing on those ragas and Imbira songs and seeing where those sync up and where those link together naturally. And that's really the birth of this project.
Beautiful. So let's talk about some of the background. Salio Suso, you come from a very esteemed musical lineage. Why don't you tell about your family and their musical story.
I came from musical background that extended back to maybe 1500, but the Kora,
the year 1500.
Yeah, the Kora is about the 800 generation, but my father is
800.
Yes,
800 years in your family.
In Kora, yeah, in the Kora. 800 years, my family.
Wow.
Yeah. And my father is one of the teacher in my village that I came from in Gambia. And he's like, like Africa, when somebody is lead for something, it's like it's there for everybody. So he's there for everybody, my cousins, myself, my, uncles and everybody. So, in a Jali tradition, we all know that's extended back to 1500 mm-hmm. years.
Jali, sometimes people call that griot, is griot, a French word, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some languages called Gewel, some called Gaulo, and some called, Fina. That's a tradition, a different set of the, Jali family. But basically, traditional Jali is a mostly entertainers, historians, and storytellers.
Beautiful. Wow. And Giancarlo, you wear a lot of hats. What brings you into this this group, and what attracted you to the host show and to this music?
Yeah, I've been playing shekere for some years in the West African context and some Nigerian bands and folkloric Afro-Caribbean bands. And that naturally led me to Hosho and that sort of rhythmic sort of heartbeat of the music that for me is interesting because it, especially with this project, with Africa Meets India, that for me is a very sort of meditative and internal practice. It's a very repetitive and almost drone-like, in a way, rhythmic piece that moves very much internally and has this sort of meditative aspect. And so again, for the Africa Meets India project, I think that that's one of the things that most inspires me about that, that piece.
Yeah, yeah. And Noreen, why don't you come join us for a second? I'm really curious. I know that you're, as we've said earlier in the broadcast, he's accompanied some of the best musicians in the world, some often on this station. So what are the challenges, and how does it feel when you're, what are you doing different on tabla when you're playing in a kind of band with an African concept?
Well, the common thing is rhythm. You know, Afro-Cuban rhythms and the Latin rhythms are fascinating. Mm. And I have found in the past that working with those genres gets extremely creative for me. And it's beautiful. It works together very well. So the rhythm is the commonality. I guess what I did differently was, essentially you have to look for the accents and the feel of the music itself. Because if it is the same 3-4 rhythm or 4-4 rhythm, it would be played very differently in the Indian classical or even Indian folk scenario. But with, you know, sort of the lean on the rhythm and the intonation, which is not metronomically sitting on top because that would be predictable and sterile. Mm-hmm. If you feel that, then you can sort of adjust, you know, compress and rarefy your rhythms a little bit. And when they gel together, it becomes a very creative thing. Mm-hmm. So that was a well challenge or a creative challenge, if you can say. It works very well, and these guys are just fantastic.
Yeah. So, Eric, how did it, I mean, what about this band? How did it kind of come up to you? And are there particular Indian ragas that just kind of flow Absolutely. With African music?
Well, it really just, it started by meeting with Kevin Nathaniel over here, the Imbira player, and playing with him. I had a few opportunities a couple of years ago to start working with him. And like he said, it clicked, sonically clicked, and as well as melodically. Immediately I found that just by drawing on a few common ragas that the entire melodic structure just sort of found a way to work and swim together in this grooving kind of melodic way. And you asked about raga as well. I've definitely found that common ragas like Bhupali or Hamsadhwani or Yaman are all very good to use in these pieces. In fact, we can kind of go back and forth between them. And being steeped in Indian classical music, these are the phrases that sort of just come out are very... Very indicative of the rags that I mentioned. They have that quality to them. So you can hear the ragas coming through. Mm. Although it's, you know, we're not trying to hold fast to tradition. We might jump back and forth between rags, or we might just completely improvise and the raga no longer is really the primary melodic form. But then, you know, it's always there.
Right. Well, believe it or not, it looks like the next maestro is pretty close to ready. That's Krishna Bhatt. Maybe, Indra, do you want to give a little introduction to who Krishna Bhatt is for people who don't know?
It's Krishna Bhatt. Pandit Krishna Bhatt is one of the foremost maestros who has been spending more and more time in this area. And he has, in addition to being a great performer, he has, you know, instructed some young musicians to become pretty great performers on their own right. So that is a kind of a really big service, I would say, and a real honor to have him in this area. And it's a great honor for me to introduce him.
Yeah, all right. Well, gentlemen, few quick advertisements. Kevin Nathaniel runs a series called Afro Roots Tuesdays. It's every other Tuesday, and it's the best in organic African music. A beautiful scene, only a couple bucks in a hat if you have it, and the best music on the Upper West Side. So track him down, Afro Roots. Eric Frazier is playing tomorrow, as are many of the maestros here. There's going to be 15 Indian classical musicians doing an overnight concert. You can sleep in a tent. Come join the the Heartland Farm Solstice Celebration. You can find out more information about iHeartHeartland.com. Any other advertisements?
Don't forget to keep up with us, Africa Meets India. You can check us out. We have a Facebook page. Africa is spelled with a K.
K.
And we hope
That's right.
to keep in touch with all y'all.
All right. Thank you, guys. That was so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.